If you have any questions to ask the man, right there he is. That's not a new mandolin. That's Rick Skaggs is picking that mandolin.
The mandolin that I was playing last night, the new mandolin, I was called from Detroit, Michigan, and there was a real old lady on this mandolin. It was like my F5, and she left in her will for these people when she died that they could take it, you know, for a lot of the expense, you know, that they'd been out with her in a way of helping her. So they couldn't play, and they was getting up in years, so they brought the mandolin down here. They'd called my brother and wanted to sell it, so I bought it. And they were from Kentucky and went on to Kentucky.
Yes. Do you use a round pick?
Well, I start with a three-cornered pick, and I just keep using it, and it finally gets to where it's just round, you see. And so it never gets out of a shape that way, you know. I can play it on any, wherever it's at. It's just right. Yes. I'm 60 years old, born 1911, the 13th of September.
Gets better with age, don't he? Yes. Why is the action so high? Because it's louder and there's a better tone that way. I can answer you that.
Yeah.
Yes.
I tried to learn to play mandolin when I was around 8 years old, I guess, something like that. Of course, I was trying to play the fiddle, and I thought I'd be a fiddler. And my older brother, he wanted a fiddle, so he was the boss. And then Charlie, he come along, he wanted a guitar, and I couldn't play that, and I wound up with the mandolin. But I'm glad that I did, because back in the early days, there wasn't much competition on the mandolin. What is it? This coming October, the last Saturday this coming October, will be there 33 years.
We got to hurry along now because we're running behind time.
I try to let my wrist, you know, rest on the bridge. So that it'll be free, you know, to work your wrist there. You won't have no, it won't be bound no way. It won't be binding in a way. It'll be loose.
Let me do Sally Gooden for you.